You're with SBS Radio.
Acclaimed graduate actor and media personality Luke Carroll is joining me on NITV Radio to talk about At What Cost, a new play in which he'll perform. Penned by Palawa playwright Nathan Maynard, At What Cost is described as a robust and provocative modern tragedy. Now, Luke, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, what character will you be playing in this thought-provoking new play?
I play the character of Boyd Mansell, the main character in At What Cost. He's a pretty staunch Aboriginal man, Palawa man from Tasmania, who lives on country in a place called Puttalina, which was given back to the Aboriginal Tasmanian people by the government in 1995. It's an area known as Oyster Cove to non-Indigenous people from Tasmania, but Aboriginal people down there, it's called Puttalina, and it's approximately 40 minutes south of Hobart, and that's where the place is, that's where the theatre show is based. And I play a pretty staunch Palawa man who is very strong in culture, and he's no holds barred when it comes to people trying to claim Aboriginality that have come into the community.
The premise of this play is that every year, more and more folk are claiming to be Palawa. And yet, the history of Lutruwita, the island of Tasmania, where all this takes place, and Puttalina in particular, is a very tragic one. Because Puttalina is a place where actually we know historically that a lot of the Aboriginal people were almost wiped out and very few were left. And Marcel was one of the few who was left to take care of that little area called Puttalina. And so historically, there would be very, very few descendants, and yet more and more coming out. So it looks like it's going to be a really dividing and a divisive kind of thing at the same time. And at the same time,
Yeah, it's going to pull no punches, like I said, and Boyd's character is, you know, is the driving force of that. Nathan Maynard's written this amazing script. He's a proud Palawa man from the northeast of Tasmania. And like he said, there's a bad history down there of previous governments, what they had in place of trying to wipe out our Aboriginal brothers and sisters down there in Tasmania. But you know, they're still standing down there and they're still staunch as ever. But there's a situation happening down there where the government's allowing people just to tick a box and claim their Aboriginality. And it's pretty rife in the community down there. And Nathan's thought, he put pen to paper and write about it. There are a lot of non-Indigenous people who are not known by the community, the Aboriginal community, coming forward and claiming Aboriginality, to get government-identified jobs or scholarships in schools or land title, land claims. So it's what's happening down there is pretty divisive, and Nathan has written that and put it on pen and paper, and now we come up with this beautiful script that's making its world premiere on the 2nd of February up here in Sydney at Belvoir Street Theatre Company.
Yeah, and this is going to add more oil to the fire, actually, because plays in the hands of shock jocks who are constantly questioning Aboriginal identity, and then those in the community who dispute, oh, are you a real Aboriginal, are you not, or all these nasty things happening. Wow, what a...
Yes, it's going to be full on. We do understand that, we do have Aboriginal brothers and sisters who do not know where they come from due to...
Stolen generations
that was in place by previous governments. But there are people out there that are, you know your connection, you know your country, but you also want to be a part of the community. But there is other people who just have come from the left side of field, do not know anything at all, haven't even tried to find out who they are or what they are. They've just come and ticked up box to claim, I wouldn't say benefits, but what comes with being Aboriginal.
Yeah. How do you identify yourself in this character?
Yeah, well, I think Burl Boyd is basically Nathan Maynard, who wrote the play. And I've known Nathan for a very long time, very staunch man, Palawa man. And I was lucky enough to do another show with Nathan called The Season, which was part of the Sydney Festival a few years ago. And we took it down to Hobart, and it was just an absolute blast, and smash it down there. They loved it. I've seen how he operates as a person. I've seen how proud he is of his Aboriginality and how staunch he is. And so I've sort of based my character around that. I've also, you know, I come from a bloodline of pretty staunch people myself up here in New South Wales. In particular, my mother, you know, who was a very, very staunch woman. And so, you know, she goes on with my late mother. She goes with me on my journey. Every time I step on stage, I think about her. I think about also Nathan's mob down there in Tasmania. So, yeah, it's close to my heart. You know, I'm a proud Aboriginal man. I see some people up here in Sydney where I live claim Aboriginality for some of those, you know, issues that we spoke about earlier, and rubs me the wrong way. They never grew up Aboriginal, but all of a sudden they want to be Aboriginal because it's an advantage to them in some sort of a way. So, and they haven't lived there. Even they're still claiming and getting these sort of things that come with being Aboriginal. They're not living a part of the, they're not a part of the community. They're not wanting to know more about their Aboriginality. They're just ticking this box. And it's, so I think about that my journey myself up here. And that's what I bring into the character of Boyd.
Yeah, you're quite right to say, well, these people have never even, they don't even know anything, and they just tick a box, take the advantages, and then know nothing and don't even give back probably to the community.
That's exactly right. Don't give back. And that's rubs you the wrong way. So, yeah, exactly right there.
Yeah, just tick a box, just like the, what are they calling business? Black cladding. It's like black cladding. Just, you know, tick a box and then you get all the subsidies, you get all the jobs and all these things that you're not entitled to normally. And so quite understand where it comes from. But then on another side, because people are dislocated and all these invaders were doing really horrible things, dislocating families, abducting women, because women actually play a very big role in Tasmania, and they were abducted, taken into these sealing boats and islands and all over the place. So there could be descendants. Correct. Yep. There could be descendants who are actually genuinely don't know their identity, don't know their past, and they grew up maybe being whitewashed, and then all of a sudden it comes to their mind that something is wrong. They have to be part of the community they were taken from.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, and we totally understand that 100%. And that, you know, it happens not only in Tasmania, but, you know, people sort of being taken away has happened all over the country. So we're, yeah, it's just about, you know, we do understand that people don't, might not know their true identity, but, you know, you gotta make an effort to find out who you truly are. And be a part of the community and give back to the community. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And then how do you make this play funny? Because theater is about having fun and having a laugh. How do you make this a fun experience?
Nathan is a very funny man, a very dry sense of humor at times, but he's a very, very, very funny man. And he's brought some of his own humor into this because you've got to take audiences on a journey. You can't throw, you know, some of these issues down at an audience's face. You may lose them. So you got to be smart about it. And comedy is always a way to draw people in and make them feel comfortable, and then hit them where it hurts. And not really hit where it hurts, but just hit them where the facts, and, you know, to get through them on a higher level. And that's the beauty of, you know, writing. And Nathan's writing, and, you know, past playwrights I've worked with, including Nakia Lou, he does a great work of doing that. It's a very smart tool to use to draw the crowd in, thinking that everything can be nice and bubbly and flowers and smell beautiful. And then, boom, we hit them with the facts. And it affects them a lot more and in a different way as well. And I think the message gets across a lot deeper than it would any other way.
Yeah. And it's premiering at Belvoir Street Theatre in Surrey Hills, just a stone throw from Red Fun. And it said that, you know, everyone in the area, you know, you're described as a Rabbitohs tragic, just a, you know, a stone throw from the Rabbitohs area. What does it make you feel playing in that environment?
I'm extremely proud. I grew up in the area. family that live still in the area. At Redfern, the block, the black capital of Australia, you know, the first Aboriginal Legal Service was born out of there, the Medical Service, Aboriginal Housing Office, Children's Service, all our big services that are around the country established now all started in Redfern. And I went to school at Redfern Public School. Surry Hills is in the Rabbitohs territory. I'm a mad Rabbitohs man. That's our local rugby league team. And that has always had a big representation of Aboriginal people. We have two big communities that in the area, you know, three. You've got Surry Hills. We've got about five, actually. We've got Woolloomooloo, where I grew up, just down the road from Surry Hills, where we're performing, the Block, Redfern, and Waterloo, all within a five-kilometre radius, you know. And we're performing. I walk outside the theatre, I see black faces every day. We usually have a community night, and it'll be great when we come in. And they're always the best nights, you know. We get the mob in, people who can't really afford a theatre ticket, to come in and view the piece that we've put together, and they're always the best performances, you know. It's because of people like that just get it. They really do get it. And so it's a great honour to still be working in the area that I grew up in. So, yeah, it's an honour, and to bring your story to life as well.
So it just feels like playing in your own family.
It certainly does. In my own backyard, with my own family, that's right. Because this story is universal, what we're telling. It's a universal story right around the country.
Yeah. And was there any challenge playing this character? And what would be the challenge? What's the biggest challenge of playing this character?
Well, the biggest challenge for us all as a cast was COVID. This show was supposed to be up on its feet and completed by August last year. And during rehearsals in July, we were told that it's not going to go up because lockdown. So we were still allowed to finish our rehearsals after 5 weeks, come up with a great blueprint of the play, and come back here in January for 2 weeks, remount it in the rehearsal room, and now we have our first audience. Yeah. We have our opening night. It's fantastic. That was our biggest hurdle. Even now, you know, with the COVID numbers going through the roof, we thought would be cancelled again, but looks like we're going ahead, which is great. This story needs to be told. And, COVID's something I think we just all have to live with, but that was our biggest hurdle. Yeah,
and I can't help but ask this question because this is just a few days after, it's premiering a few days after January 26th, dubbed as Australia Day, but also known to many as Invasion Day, Day of Mourning, Survival Day. And this tragedy of Puttalina actually is linked directly to this colonization and the dispossession and the dislocation and extermination of people. So what's your reflection on this?
I think it's an absolutely perfect time. You know, there's a big campaign by the people, for the people, called Change a Date, hashtag Change a Date. You know, we want that date changed because of, you know, obviously the hurt that has been caused by colonization. And this is just, I think, the perfect timing to just open just after, you know, those conversations are being had. They're being had all year long by us as a people. So I think on the back of that, it's a perfect time to have this Habits World premiere and, you know, get those audiences in there and have a bit of an insight even more so what and why we want some certain things changed. Yeah. So, it's great timing, I believe.
Yeah, sounds like a very, very powerful experience. Unfortunately, I'm based in Melbourne, won't be able to maybe one day because it's going to last up until mid-February or late February. So if I get a chance to travel to Sydney, maybe I'll come and experience your performance and the show one of those nights. Now, before I let you go, just a final word, your take-home message and, closing words to this conversation.
Yeah, I just want to say it's an absolute privilege as a proud Wiradjuri man that grew up on Gadigal country in Sydney to be telling a Palawar story. And for the Palawar people, but not only for the Palawar people or Palawar story, it's a universal story for us as a people around the nation. The effects of colonization are still happening 230 plus years after settlement by the white people into this country. And as a proud Aboriginal man, to be able to tell our stories on stage, film and TV is an absolute pleasure to give that education to the greater audience of Australia that may not have got it during school, their schooling years. So I think theatre and film and TV is a great educational tool, And I'm just honoured to be able to tell these stories for us as a people, for my fellow Australians.
Look, Carol, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Bertrand. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.